Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing out there? This is Chance Lee Rush. I come to you from Broken, Oklahoma. I reside right here with my wife and seven beautiful children. You know, I just want to say thank you in 2015 for all your love and support, all the encouragement that I've been receiving around the country. I started this about 16 years ago, and I haven't looked back since. If there's anybody I could thank, it's my personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for giving me the opportunity. Tonight, I would like to invite you to visit my website, chancerush.com. Check out some of the programs that we offer. One of my funnest projects is One Chance Leadership, featuring Marcus Anthony Gwynn, a.k.a. MC1. For the past 10 years, we've had the privilege to travel around the country and work as facilitators at various events, whether it be school assemblies, hip-hop showcases, comedy shows, and even conferences. Something fun that we always enjoy, something that is always benefiting the participants who attend the conference. So if you ever find yourself needing a live DJ and an MC, please keep us in mind. You can get a hold of us right here at chanceofchancerich.com. I would also like you to visit One Chance Leadership. You can also go scroll down on my website and click 1CL. That'll take you right to our other website. If you don't want to bring us in, but you still want to have something to do with us, check out our 1CL gear. Go down to the lower right at chanceresh.com. Click on that, and that'll take you to our Big Cartel website. You go there, you purchase our Don't Die shirt. The percentage of the profit will go to a suicide prevention initiative. It's helping us out. It's helping you out because you're standing up against suicide. It'll also help out the individuals who are hurting from this epidemic. The reason why I wanted to do this show this evening was just to plug my website and also just to say thank you for everybody who supported me over the years. You know, I've been doing it, and it's been tough. It's kind of a crazy lifestyle, but it's way, and I'm very thankful every single day. You can read all the information, everything is there that we offer, that I offer. I would love to come to your school. I would love to come to your community. I would love to come to your event. I mean, I'm down to do whatever to make it happen to benefit others. I really do hope that one day I can come to your community and just have a good time. We always have a time. You know, it's all about, you know, keeping. If you ever want to visit, you can get a hold of me from my website. If you want to get into speaking, if you want to get into being an advocate, it's a tough road, and sometimes it doesn't make sense, but you know, it's rewarding. You know, a lot of times, a lot of people think like it's so easy, the line of work that we do, but it is a challenge. It is hard, and your love and your support, you know, allows me to, you know, keep doing this. And I don't really see myself doing anything other than this. You know, I try to find a job and to term Pokemon, you know. So I wanted just to share that with you, kind of just give you a little insight at, you know, what we do at ChantRush.com, comedy shows, to speaking engagements, facilitating events, boxing matches. I'm telling you, I would love to come to your community, and I will make it, you know, worth every time that you give me, every ounce of, you know, any opportunity you give me. You know, I promise and I make that commitment. You know, I think I got here from just the, you know, obviously always keeping God first, wanting to live an alcohol and drug-free life. I've never touched drugs. I've never drank. Yeah, education is very important to me. I feel like if I want to talk about education, then I need to be educated. If I wanted to talk about being sober, then I needed to practice sobriety. If I wanted to, you know, express how I felt, I had to do it through humor. I really think that times have changed, and technology helps us. It always hurts us. It also hurts us. I started this way before technology. You know, mailing out pamphlets, going down to the post office, getting a bunch of stamps, putting my envelopes full of information. Now I could just direct people to ChantRush.com. It's fun, though it's also a challenge. I'm just very grateful for it. You know, I think some of the stuff that I enjoy doing is I enjoy emceeing powwows. I enjoy getting in small groups and working with them on any topics that they may be interested in or whatever we need to cover. You know, yeah, my favorite topic, I would have to say, is spirituality. It's very important that we promote this. We can be spiritual. Everything from praying, going for morning walks or jogs, out on a date, our alone time. There's always that opportunity to pray. I feel like that's very important to do on a daily basis. It's something that I try to implement in my line of work. You know, I'm not somebody that will bombard you with the word spirituality and prayer and things like that, but it's definitely put me in the position that I am today. And I would have to certainly say that spaghetti and meatballs with crazy bread, and I shouldn't, but eliminate. I like to have that, and then a lot of pepper on it. And I hate to say it, but I think I could probably eat spaghetti at least every other day. You know, when I'm not on the road, I like to just spend time with my family. I'm a huge Oklahoma City Thunder fan. I'm a huge Oklahoma Sooner fan, huge Minnesota Vikings fan, like the LA Dodgers, and the Miami Marlins. And I just like being around the house, you know, not doing much. I don't like to really get out much. I like to just be low-key, lay back, and enjoy my house, try to keep it clean. Probably something that I enjoy doing the most is going for a morning run. I like to just get up and hit my trail and not even think about anything, not run a fast time, not try to get back into shape, not try to, you know, look. Stop and walk. That's not anything fun. It's not even worth, to me, it's not even worth anybody's time to get out and say you're going to go for a jog and then don't. If you go for a jog, you know, it's not a 3-minute jog. I mean, you got to start somewhere, but eventually, you know, you have to, you know, make it count when you go out for a jog. What's a setback? I would probably have to say I'm a real competitive person. I'm real driven. I'm real competitive. I've always been competitive. I can't tell you when I wasn't, whether it's competing or, trying to, if I'm involved with, or if I'm playing golf or if I'm going for jogs, I mean, yeah, I'm a real competitive person. I like to be driven, and I am. That's just how I am. That's just, you know, who I am. I'm not a big believer in the, you know, let's just do it to have fun. Winning's fun. Being the best is fun. That's just how I'm driven, you know. I want to be the very best at everything that I do. And I think anybody would really want that, you know, whether it's their work or, you know, their artwork or, you know, their athletic ability, their academic performance. I think that they want to be the best at it. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't really try to push my kids too much. I just sit back and let them, you know, develop themselves. If they want to play a sport, they can. If they don't, they don't have to. I've been that type of father that always, you know, wanted my boy to be the best athlete. More than anything, I just want to love them these days. Love my daughters these days. You know, whatever they want to do, that's what we're going to do. That's important. Fathering is very important to me. Obviously, I really enjoy it, and I talk about my children often. I could be biased and say that they're the best, that they're the greatest, but, they're certainly heading in a very bright direction. They all know God. They may not be the best athletes, and people may not think that they're, you know, the handsomest or prettiest or whatever it may be. But, you know, that's their opinion. You know, I have an opinion, and I think that, the children that are raised in this home, have a huge responsibility, and I'm pretty demanding with them. I am a stern father, and I'm loving and caring when I need to be, but I also let them know, you know, the importance of developing, earning, and being disciplined. Overnight or by luck, I had to work at it. I love this life, and I'm very grateful that I could, you know, share it with others. So anyway, that's just a little bit about me. I'm Chance Rush. I want you to visit chancerush.com. And I just want to say thank you all for inquiring, and go visit chancerush.com.